This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, we aim to please. And part of a spotlight segment on Long Island. AIM, of course. We're talking about the money. Towns and villages were to get across the state. Jerry Geist, executive director of the New York Association of Towns, AOT, a.k.a., and many others are meeting yesterday and here to talk about a very important situation. And we welcome Jerry to the airwaves of LI News Radio, first time. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So explaining, Jerry, prior to the audience, the governor's budget proposal, kind of an unwelcome surprise for more than 90% of towns and villages across the state. That's where key state funding that they've relied on for years would be pretty much eliminated. So under his budget, really kind of changed how the state distributes what's known as aid funding, aid and incentives for municipalities funding, or AIM, as it's called. It's state money, again, given to local governments to use as they see it. And this could be wiped out. Then, of course, he wanted to restore it using sales tax. What is the latest with all this?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to know that municipalities have been receiving this money, AIM, since 1973 when Governor Rockefeller proposed it. And it's been uninterrupted since then. And so most communities always budget for this revenue every year. All communities in the state adopted their budgets last fall, and now we're in the middle of a budget year, and now the governor wants to strip it away. So without having those funds restored, towns are going to have to cut central services or have layoffs, and with the likelihood that property taxes could increase, which nobody wants to do. Now, the governor on Friday said that, well, I'll restore it, but it has to be tied to an internet marketplace sales tax, that the county would then take that sales tax money and redistribute it to towns and villages. Well, that's totally unacceptable. This governor doesn't want to take the money from the state budget. He wants to make towns and villages compete or fight over the sales tax money with counties. We shouldn't be fighting together. We should be working together for a better New York. And keep in mind that the sales tax, internet sales tax, hasn't even been adopted into law yet. Who knows what that's going to be like? So great uncertainty. We're asking for AIM to be fully restored without restriction. And in fact, it should be increased. It hasn't been adjusted for inflation. It hasn't been increased for over 6 years.
It's unbelievable. So pretty much under his plan, the governor's, you know, you're looking at towns and villages able to hang on to their AIM funding amounts ranging from, what, $1,000 to a couple of million each year, only if they rely on it for more than 2% of their budget. You know, it would save $60 million, I get it. But, you know, you look at this whole thing, Jerry, what, 1,300 plus of the state's 1,465 or so towns and villages would see this funding eliminated. You know, what do you do now? I mean, if you're these towns, you know, they're going to have to make some choices, I would imagine. I mean, what do they do, Jerry Geist? Do they cut services? Are we going to see huge layoffs here? What about, you know, complying with this tax cap? These are all big-time questions right now.
Yeah, they're great questions, but this is all taking place under the construct of the budget. So that means the legislature has an active role. So we're hoping that the state legislature, the Senate, and the Assembly will tell no to the governor and restore this funding. And that's our first hope. So we're working hard by asking all our local officials and its residents to reach out to their state officials and say to them, please help us in our time of need. And the only other thing we're telling our folks is to come up with plans in case this isn't restored. But we're hoping that the legislature will do the right thing and convince the governor to sign on to this because, as you said, this would incur layoffs and reduction services. A lot of towns out in your area are really affected. It's real money. Brookhaven would lose $1.8 million. That's just one example. Hempstead is $4 million. So they're real numbers. And the governor keeps espousing, you know, we have to have a tax cap and property taxes are too high. Well, this is exactly the opposite thing that would happen under his plan. Property taxes would have to rise if we were going to keep essential services for seniors, rec programs, and roads.
Yeah, no doubt. Jerry Geis with us talking about the AIM funding. You know, it's interesting how lawmakers now, they're going to have to parse whether the AIM funding cut is, you know, kind of a necessary cost-cutting measure or this strategic move by Cuomo, who is, you know, well-known for using the levers, the so-called levers of power, Jerry, to help negotiate a budget agreement. Every year we go through this. So, you know he's seeking a permanent property tax cap extension, something many towns and villages don't like. And, you know, you could seek to trade restoration of the funding as a compromise. You know, I kind of compare it to what we're looking at with the MTA, you know, this congestion tax and everything else, fare hikes that will go into place in March, the 4%. And that meeting to take place next week as well. I mean, you know, you can kind of compare it, you know, the give and take he's trying to do with that whole situation.
Well, there's a lot of things going on all over the place, but we're hopeful that the new leadership in the state legislature, especially in the Senate, will take a stand on behalf of its constituents and remind the governor that local government is the government closest to the people, that it provides essential services, and they should do the right thing. And we're not looking for a trade-off. We're looking for fairness. We're looking for equity, and we want to be treated as there's no reason why towns and villages should be treated as second-class citizens of the state, and why cities should be treated on a preferred basis. So we're looking for parity.
No question about it. Remember, since his tenure began, the governor's, that was back, what, in 2011, the money has stayed flat each year. You know, the 700 and, what, 15 million statewide, divvied up among the cities, towns, and villages. A very complex formula, by the way. I can't even understand it. But, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of crazy there, Jerry. But really, when you look at it, the states, what, 61 cities. We're not talking about New York City here. Claiming the vast majority of the money. And quite frankly, you know, towns and villages get a lot less. I think it's $68 million or so that's divided up by this formula there. So it's kind of a weird formula to understand it, to see how it's divvied up. You know, it's very strange.
It is very strange, and you're right to point that out. For example, the city of Albany has less than 100,000 people, yet they get $12 million under this crazy formula. Hempstead has 800,000 people, eight times as many, and they only get four if they were to get it. So how does that make any sense? So, you know, maybe we should all become one unit of government, call us all cities so we can get more money. But the main thing really is we're not looking to adjust the formula this year. What we're looking for is to be restored and have monies increased to provide essential services for local government so we can keep taxes low and provide essential services.
I mean, this would be absolutely devastating when you think about it, especially on Long Island, folks. I mean, think about how both county executives fought hard, you know, to fight for that sales tax revenue, which, you know, was always kind of part of the budget. But, you know, we always knew that those numbers were flat all the time. And now, through internet spending, you can kind of reap the benefits. Well, now the governor wants to kind of take that away and says, look, we're going to take away the AIM stuff. Use your sales tax revenue to make up the difference. Jerry, think how that is, especially here on the island.
Yeah, you're quite correct. And it's taking money from the right pocket and putting into the left pocket. Counties need the money for their budgets. And we don't want to fight with the counties or the villages or the towns. We want, remember, this idea of the internet sales tax was supposed to provide a new source of funding for local governments and counties, not to, you know, make up shortfalls and other things. And one other thing, the state used to take this money out of their general fund, and now they're saying they don't even want to do that anymore. And they should be accountable. And people on Long Island should understand the risk that they're being put on and the unfairness that they're being treated on by the folks in Albany.
All right, Jerry, best guess here, March 31st, which is really, You know, we're not far. You know, 5.5, 6 weeks tops. I mean, where do we see this thing going right now? He has to lay it out in full. What do you think?
We're hopeful that when the Senate and the Assembly pass their one-house budget bills, that they'll show that the money is being restored. And we're hoping that they will hang tough and negotiate with the governor to get the money restored. We believe that that's our hope and expectation. There's a lot of work to do, but that's where we're putting our resources in to convince the Senate and the Assembly to do the right thing.
All right. We'll certainly keep an eye on this very important stuff. Jerry Geis, thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
You're quite welcome. Anytime, and please have your listeners reach out to their state officials to tell them how important this is.
Very important stuff. We'll keep hammering it home. Thanks again, Jerry. Jerry Geis with us. And listen, folks, that's, you know, you got to pay attention. This is important stuff, you know, with this budget and everything else. Under his plan originally, towns and villages would be able to hang on to their AIM funding. You know, that again, amounts ranging from $1,000 to a few million dollars every year only, you know, if they rely on it for more than 2% of their budget. So the funding cut, minor change, saving the state some $60 million. And would affect only local governments that do not rely on it much anyway. And keep in mind, it will only apply to the vast majority of the locals. 1,328 of the state's 1,465 towns and villages would see their AIM funding eliminated. And what do? You know, the supervisors and everything else of their towns, you know, you got to plug a new hole now in the budget should his plan go through. So, you know, this could have dire results. You know, what do? You cut services? You know, how many people would be laid off because of this? And really, more importantly, the overall picture going forward, it'll certainly make it a lot harder to comply with the tax cap. So there is a lot at stake here. And we'll see what happens. And I think, you know, again, the point I made regarding sales tax, you know, it's always in the budget, always in these budgets as far as the county execs are concerned. You know, Steve Ballone always has the sales tax as far as the numbers are concerned. Union concessions don't mean anything, really. But sales tax revenues, especially with the internet spending, finally, Long Island could reap the benefits, and that would be taken away based on this whole thing. So very important stuff. Let's see what manufactures from it. And remember, you know, it's the end of March, April 1st. That's when the budget will have to be in place. And they have a couple of weeks to kind of get this thing going.